Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vayeshanan in context with the Haftorah for Shabbos Nachamu. And the Parsha begins, Vayeshanan al Hashem, I pray to Hashem. And the Medrash comments that Moshe Rabbeinu offered 515 tefillos, the gematria of Vayeshanan, to be allowed to enter Eretz Israel. Another question has to be asked. What was the purpose of 525 tefillos? Samori Virabi Rav Shechter Shalita cites the Yerushalmi, which notes that the more that one davens for something, the better chance he has of having one of his tefillos accepted. And thus, unlike a child who badgers a parent with pleading, when it comes to Hashem, it's better to daven and not give up. Rav Shechter added that this was the purpose of Ne'ilah. We are adding extra tefillos, because every tefillah helps. And why is it only said on the Tanis Tzibur when we're pleading with Hashem to hear our tefillos? So at those moments, we can combine the tefillah with the tears, and we know that the Shari Demos Lo Ninalu. Rav Shechter added that the author of the Megala Amukos explains the purpose of each of the 515 prayers individually based on Kabbalah, but even just the general idea is fundamentally sound and important. We're told that we should keep all the mitzvos, l'man techiyu, so that we will live. And Rav Yerucham Levavitz, Zatzal, noted that the purpose of Sefer Dvarim was to teach us that the Torah is the secret to our survival. Even the preparatory steps to receiving the Torah's influence is a significant matter to record. And so the preparation teaches us how to prepare to be divinely inspired. In any moment, a moment of our lives, we need to seek out that divine opportunity. We're told, Lo sosifu al adavar asher anochi mitzaveschem, don't add to the words that I'm commanding you. Now, it's interesting to note that this idea seems to be repeated later in Parshas Re'eh, Lo sosifu. So why do we need to know not to add to the words of the Torah? So Rav Eizel Acharev Zatzal explains that there are two separate prohibitions being defined here. The one in this week's Parsha refers to not adding to a mitzvah itself, like the five parashios to Tefillin, or five minim to the Lulav and Esrog on Sukkis. Their prohibition is adding to the mitzvah. But in Parashas Re, we're referring to looking at the way that others do their religion, and then adopting it for ourselves. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, Shlita Rosh Hashiva, and Torah Vedas explains that there's an inherent Yitzahara to try to find new mitzvos, and use them as a lucky skula. Creating new ways to serve Hashem is a violation of Lo Sosif, that we should use our Torah's means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the proper way to go. And then we say, Kimi Goy Gadol, Ashalo Elohim, Krovim Elov. What nation is like Am Yisrael that has a great God that's so close to them, like our God, B'chol Koreinu Elov, whenever we call out to Him? Now, does one only call out to Hashem for big things? So the Chazon Ish seems to say no, citing the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hei Amud Beis, which tells us of Ravuna, who had 400 barrels of wine that spoiled, and his friends asked him to engage in some soul-searching in order to discover the reason for the decree. They told him that it must have been because he wasn't giving his sharecropper the proper amount of portion for his crop. And he explains that this is because the sharecropper was a thief. So they told him stealing from a thief is still called stealing. And the Chazon Ish added that in today's society, man's impact on his own deeds is often overlooked. When explaining anomalies in life, we need to know that Hashem is there, b'chol koreinu, in all callings. Nothing in our life happens without a cause. So, v'yadat hayom v'ashivosa l'vavecha, we're told, you'll know today and place it onto your heart. Rav Nachman of Breslov noted that this is one of the greatest challenges that a Jew has, equating the logic of the mind with the emotional experience of the heart. I recall hearing from the great Mrs. Sivan Rahav Meir Shetechia, who added that we find this disconnect throughout our lives between what we know is good for us and we really don't listen to, and what we choose to do with our lives. We need to make connections between what we know and how to put it into practice. We're also told, Az Yavdil Moshe, then Moshe Rabbeinu established a big city in the Ari Miklat outside of Eretz Yisrael, out in the Eiver HaYarden. And Rashi notes that the Ari Miklat didn't have a function until all six were established. But notwithstanding, Moshe wanted the mitzvah of establishing these cities. Why was that? So Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, the author of the Shemin Atov Zatzal, explains that Moshe demonstrated to us that one has to try to do as many mitzvahs as he can, even if he's not going to fulfill those mitzvos fully. That's part of our responsibility. And we're also told, Ki atem ha-ma'at mikol ha'amim, you're the fewest of all the peoples. Now, why are we the smallest? Didn't Hashem promise us a large size, Asher lo yisafer, like the sand and the stars? So the Lord, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, that's all, explained that they were numerous in comparison to where they were, but they were still smaller than even the other nations in the region. And the reason for the small size was that we're here to show the other nations that it isn't necessary to be a large nation in order to be a great nation. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. And the Medrash notes that we sinned doubly, and so therefore we needed a double consolation. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, explained that while it's one thing to transgress mitzvos, it's even worse to try to rationalize those transgressions. And this was the double sin, the actual sin and the thoughts behind them. And so therefore the consolation would also have to be a double effort, first teaching them the true way, and then turning them away from their habitual sins within the process. We have so much to learn and so much to achieve. In order for us to achieve full nechama, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu send it to us, and may we all quickly wind up Litzion Berina Shabbat Shalom to all.